That's why I love a good challenge.
Still chewing gum.
I'll save that for later. I got a confession to make. I put my name in the bag, and then I realized I misread the advertisement. I thought this was February, and this was the Stoop storytelling sex show. So I'm here to have sex. Apparently that's not happening tonight, so I came early. Where are the swinging swamis with the rim shot? I mean, come on. All right. This is not about the holidays, but I'm here to give you a gift. All right? This room is packed. Packed because everybody loves stories. I want every single person in this room right now to stand up. Stand up. Come on. Stand up. Do this with me. Everybody get up. Again, storytelling. Has anyone in this room ever had anything happen to them that made them laugh out loud, made them cry, made them want to do backflips, made them want to crawl into a corner and just die? That's the story, or part of the story, of your life, right? Everyone in this room should be up here telling that story. That's why this room is packed, because people love stories. That's how we define our lives. Sit back down. At least you got to get up, get some exercise. But listen, only probably 10% of what we just talked about makes up about 10% of your life. 90% of that life, that story, is lived in between those moments. And many of us, including me for a while, and I bet most of us in this room, are not telling ourselves the right story. We're listening to the narratives that other people have taught us. Be born, go to school, get a job, have a family, have kids, die. We're here for a lot more, right? There's more to it than this. Everyone in this room has something inside of them, hidden gifts and talents that they may or may not be sharing. And if you're not, this is my gift to you. Change the story of your life. Here's an example. I was told when I was little, I had a speech impediment, I stuttered. Don't get up on stage, don't talk, right? Hide. When you want to be in the school play, don't stand in that line to read that script because you're so afraid that you're not going to be able to say the words that come out of your mouth, other people are going to laugh at you. I actually didn't go to my senior play or appear in my senior play because of that fear, right? I was telling myself a story. Fast forward a few years later, I get an internship at a TV station, WJZ in Baltimore. I actually get to be on television for 10 years. I fought against my fear, and I did what I always wanted to do, what I loved to do, what I really wanted to do my whole life, which was be on television. I'm the Blade. I was actually on with Don and Marty for 10 years on WJZ. Flash forward a few years later, mother of my children gets breast cancer. I decide, you know what? We're going to go through this together. I'm going to write about it. Guys don't write about that stuff, right? Too sappy. I told the journey of our story together. I put it online, put it on Facebook. All these people followed it, said, I love your writing, love how you're telling the story, turn it into a book. Nobody writes a book. We all have a book inside of us, but no one ever does anything about it, right? I write a book, it goes to number one in its space on Amazon. It's called It Takes Two. I decide, you know what, I want to keep writing, I love writing, I'll start a blog. It's called It's Just About Life in the Sunday series. I tell stories of courage, hope, and inspiration every Sunday. Your stories. Because everyone in this room has a story. Write a blog, no one's going to read it. I email Arianna Huffington and say, hey, I got this blog, I'd like you to take a look at it. She takes a look at it. 2 days later, she invites me in to get on Huffington Post. But I told myself the story that this would never happen, right? I'm telling you, the stories that you have inside of you need to be told. That's what changes the world. And everyone in this room has that ability and has that power. And I'll tell you what, I'm back here in February, and I'm going to have sex.
Well done.